No. No, please. You can't go up there.
Why not?
You just can't.
We need a better reason than that, fella.
Our daddy's up there with my wife and kid. If you go up, he'll kill him.
Mr. and Mrs. North. Starring Barbara Britton and Richard Denning. Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, Shoot to Kill. Five days a week for 18 months, Sam Mercer is ridden a cross-town bus to work and home, to three rooms in a Coldwater flat, to his wife and baby. But not tonight. Tonight he's making a detour, one that is taking him back to an old life, an old friend, and trouble.
Hey, Larry, mix up some more drinks while I get the door, huh? Okay, okay, don't go to sleep on it. This is Sammy.
Hello, Art.
Sammy, boy, I can't believe it. Come on in, kid, come in.
Sounds like you got company.
Oh, just some of the gang mooching drinks. Larry Waller, Pete Gore. Kay Miller. Yeah, you remember Kay.
Yeah.
Well, come in, kid.
No thanks, Art, I better not.
Come on.
No, look, some other time. Huh? I just got off work.
So a pal's a pal, even in overalls.
Sure, I know, but, well, Helen will have supper waiting, so I gotta get home. Look, Art, could I talk to you private for just a minute?
Well, sure, Sammy boy, sure. In here.
Thanks.
Well, what's on your mind, kid?
I need some money, Art.
Oh?
Helen's been sick a lot the last 6 months, ever since the baby was born.
Oh, that's too bad.
And I haven't been able to get a decent job. You know how it is for a guy with a record.
Yeah, sure, I know. Well, how much you need, kid?
About $1,000. Maybe I could get by on $750, Art, but I...
Look, Sammy, I'd like to help you out, but I just don't have that kind of dough. $100 or $200, sure, okay, but $750 or $1,000...
Okay, Art. Thanks, anyway.
I'd help you if I could, Sammy. You know that.
Sure.
You know, kid, this makes me a little bit sore.
What do you mean?
I mean you. A good guy like you strapped for dough. Boy, that wife of yours must be something.
Let's leave Helen out of it, huh?
How can you leave her out of it when she got you into it, telling you you ought to go straight?
Out of it, will you, Art?
And I want to meet her sometime. I got to see the dame that could put a ring through Sammy Mercer's nose.
Nobody's got a ring through my nose.
No?
No.
You mean you like the way you're living? Working on the docks all day and going home to a wife and a squalling kid every night, packing your lunch in a tin pail, worrying about bills, trying to decide whether to ride to work or save a dime for a glass of beer.
Look, Art, will you...
Oh, you think you're kidding, Sammy? Look, boy, I know you when, remember? When you was living in a nice apartment, driving a flashy car, wearing decent clothes, running around with numbers like Kay Miller out there. Well, a guy may stop living that way, Sammy, but you can't tell me he ever stops wanting to.
Why the sermon, Art? You just preaching, or have you got something in mind?
I always got something in mind, Sammy.
Let's hear it.
Well, there's an old guy in a village named Wagner. Owns an antique shop. He don't like banks. Kind of an old miser, you know?
Yeah?
You interested?
Go on.
Well, I hear he's got $5,000-$6,000, maybe more in his safe. It ain't much, but it'll give us some dough to get started again, you know? Give us enough to finance some other ideas I got.
When will we pull it?
Well, the sooner the better. Tomorrow, about 6. Just when the old guy's closing up. How about it?
Okay, Art.
Good boy. Now, come on out and see the gang, huh? Have a drink.
Well, okay.
Well, that's better. Hey! Hey, gang, look who's here!
Sammy!
Sure, Sammy Mercer! Welcome home, Sammy boy!
What time is it, Jerry?
5:50.
Oh, gollies, I hope we're not late.
Relax, dear. We've got...
Well, here, here's the shop, and there's a parking place.
I see it, I see it.
Come on, darling. Hurry.
I'm coming.
Oh, if it's been sold, I'll just... No, it hasn't been. It's still in the window. There.
Where?
Way in the back of the window. See? A genuine Cooper Hummer.
A genuine what?
Cooper Hummer.
Looks like a bowl with a lid on it.
It is.
Well, then what's a Cooper Hummer?
Cooperhammer isn't a what, he was a who.
A who?
Hans Cooperhammer. He was a pottery maker who lived in Bavaria about 150 years ago.
Oh, where did you find out about him?
From Mr. Wagner, the man who owns the shop. He said there are only a few pieces of Cooperhammer left in the world.
Imagine.
And he's asking only $30 for it.
$30 for that?
But he said if we're interested, he might do a little better. Oh, darling, let's at least go in and talk to him.
Oh, but Pam...
Please!
Oh, okay. We'll talk to him, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just asking to be robbed.
But my friend, you don't understand. This is a genuine...
Yeah, Copperhammer, I know. And this is a genuine $20 bill.
But $20... Excuse me. I'll be with you gentlemen in just a moment.
Okay, back your time.
Now, look, mister... Lady, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you have this Cooper Hammer for $27.50.
Oh, please, Jerry.
Including tax.
Let's take it.
Well, all right.
Good, good. I'll wrap it up.
Oh, never mind. We'll take it this way. Our car's right outside.
Yeah, here we are. $20, $25, $27.50.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, Jerry, you're a darling.
Well, like I always say, what's a home without a Cooper Hammer?
Now, is there something I can show you, gentlemen?
Yeah, yeah. You can show us a safe.
What?
Lock the door, Sammy.
What is this?
A stick-up. Now, show us the safe.
No. No.
Move. Be quick about it.
Take it easier.
The safe is back here. Here.
All right, open it.
Please, you...
Open it. Now, come on, come on. Okay, now, where's the dough?
In this strong box.
Get it, Sammy.
Yeah.
Is it locked?
No.
All right, open it. Wow. Now, look at that, would you? Looks like you're even better loaded than I figured, Pop.
My money...
Let's get out of here.
My money, you can't have it. Give him my money.
Look out, Sammy.
Give it to me. No, I won't let you have it. It's mine. I won't let...
Thanks, Art.
Hey, old coach.
Let's get out of here.
Wait.
We got the dough. Let's go before he comes to.
He ain't gonna come to. Ever.
Art! Let go! Don't! Art. He's dead. You killed him.
Now he'll never be able to identify us, will he? Come on, let's go.
And now back to Mr. and Mrs. North.
I gotta have another drink.
You've had enough.
Another ride, George.
You've had enough. It's after 8. You gotta get home.
I can't go home. I can't face Helen.
You got to.
I can't.
Now pull yourself together.
You shouldn't have done it.
Oh, shut up.
Shoot an old guy in the back? Kill him like you would?
Shut up. Shut up. Now you listen to me. You go on home, understand? Just like nothing happened. And tomorrow I'll meet you at my place and we'll split the dough.
You can keep the dough.
I don't like the way you're acting, Sammy.
That's tough.
I don't like it at all, not a bit.
So what are you going to do about it?
I'm wondering.
Oh, no. Look, Art, I
you're
didn't
making
mean
me
it.
Nervous, Sammy.
I'll be okay.
I'm not so sure. The condition you're in, you're likely to get the screams and start blabbing your head off. And come on.
Where are we going?
You're going home, and I'm going with you. Till you get over these jumps you got, I'm not going to let you out of my sights.
Now let's tuck back down under the cover, shall we? Good night, Jimmy, darling. Sam? Sam, is that you?
Yeah.
Well, darling, where have you been? I've been... Oh, I didn't know you had anyone with you.
Helen, honey, this is Art Gatty.
Hello, Mr. Gatty.
Hi, Miss Mercer.
Art's an old friend of mine.
Yeah, yeah. Sammy and I knew each other in the Army.
I happened to bump into him on my way home from work.
So we stopped and had a few beers, you know?
Art's just in town for a few days, honey, so I invited him to stay here.
Stay here?
I know it's a little crowded, but, well, Art doesn't mind.
No, of course not. Now, don't put yourself to no trouble, Miss Mercer. Just give me a blanket and I'll bunk right here on the couch.
Well, all right, but...
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, sure, sure.
I kept dinner warm, Sam. Will you turn off the oven, huh?
Okay, honey.
So that's Helen, huh? Yeah, she's all right, Sammy. Real all right. It'd be too bad if anything happened to her. Or the kid.
Sam!
I'm in the dining room, Jerry.
Is breakfast ready?
In a few minutes.
Oh, darling, if you don't hurry, I'm going to be...
Oh, so that's what you're doing in here. Admiring the morning light on the Cooper hammer.
Do you like it here, Jerry? Or would you like it better if it were in the living room?
I'd like it better if it were back in Wagner's antique shop. Oh, did you bring in the paper?
It's on the table. I'll go fix breakfast, darling.
Okay. Pam? Hey. Pam, darling, look at this.
At what, Jerry?
The story in the newspaper. Listen, antique dealer slain in holdup.
What? Let me see.
Yeah, there's the story right there.
A Greenwich Village antique dealer was found brutally murdered yesterday evening following the holdup of his 8th Avenue store. The victim, Herman Wagner, is believed to have been shot and killed shortly after 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
Yes. Jerry, it must have happened right after we left the shop.
Yeah.
Darling... Those men, the two that came in just as we were leaving, do you suppose...
I was just thinking the same thing.
Jerry, I bet they were.
Whether they were or not, I'm going to call Bill Wygant.
More coffee, Sam?
No, thanks, honey.
You better make the sandwiches for your lunch.
You can skip it, Helen. I'm not going to work today.
Oh? Why?
I just don't feel like it, that's all.
Sam... Is something wrong?
What do you mean? Can a guy knock off work for one day without...
I heard you last night, Sam. You were out here in the kitchen most of the time.
Crying out loud, Helen, will you...
Sam, who is Art Gaddy? And what's he doing here?
I told you, I knew him in
That's
the Army.
That's not true.
Helen, will you leave me alone?
You didn't know him in the Army. You knew him in prison, didn't you?
Leave me alone! Leave me alone! Leave me alone.
Oh, Sam... Sam, what is it? Tell me.
Here. Read it. It's the story here.
Sam.
We needed the money, Helen. Art said it was a soft touch. I didn't kill him, Helen. It was Art. The old guy went off his nut and jumped me, and Art slugged him, and then he shot him for no reason. He just killed him. I didn't know he was going to pull anything like that. Helen.
Don't touch me.
Helen, I did it for us.
For us?
We couldn't go on like we were.
And now we can live happily ever after, I suppose.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do, Sam?
He ain't going to do nothing. And neither are you. Now come back here and sit down, Ms. Mercer. Come back here! Now sit down. Okay. Well, it's just like I figured, wasn't it, Sammy, huh? You just couldn't keep your big mouth shut.
It's all right, Art. Helen won't say anything. Will you, Helen? Will you?
What difference does it make? I don't think Mr. Gaddy is going to take any chances.
That's right, Ms. Mercer. I'm not.
Aren't you?
Shut up.
So what are you going to do?
We're going to take a trip. You, me, Sam, and a kid. I'm giving Sam the money to go out and buy a second-hand car. I'm staying here to make sure he comes back. And when he does, we're getting out of town.
And then?
And then, we'll see.
Jerry, what time is it?
11:30.
This week or next?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Are you through with that stack of photographs? Here.
Oh, golly. Darling, I can't look at any more photographs. What does Bill Wagner expect anyway?
Well, he expects us to identify the men we saw in Wagner's yesterday, if they have a record and have been mugged. And when we're through with this bunch, we'll only have 25 more filing cabinets left, so let's... It's Bill now.
Come in, Rollins.
Sam.
Oh, Pam, Jerry, this is Sergeant Rollins.
Hello.
Hi, sir. Well, have you got anything?
Yeah. Two pairs of bloodshot eyes in these.
Those are the ones we've seen so far that bear some resemblance to the two men.
Three of them here, huh? Edward White, Jack Stacy's men can be located, if at all.
Right.
And you two keep looking. This is Fremont Street, Rollins. Turn here.
Yeah.
Golly, Phil, I hope this is one of the men you want.
Well, the other two we picked out obviously weren't. Not with one dead and the other in prison.
Here's 714, Lieutenant.
You two wait here.
Okay.
All right, let's go, Rollins.
Right. I'll get the door.
Okay. Let's check the boxes.
Here we are. The Mercer 201.
Second floor.
Yeah. Shall we go? Lieutenant.
What?
Look. Getting out of the blue sedan in front.
Mercer.
Yeah.
Get back. We'll take him here in the vestibule.
Okay.
Mercer?
Police.
Police?
We want to talk to you.
To me? Why? What for? Well,
let's go upstairs and we'll tell you.
Upstairs?
I want to take a look at your flat.
Come along, Mercer.
No, no, don't.
Now, look here, buddy.
You can't go up there. Please, Art's there.
Art?
Art Gaddy.
You're a partner on the Wagner job, huh? Well?
Yes. He's up there with my wife and the baby. If you go up there, if you try to take him, you'll kill him.
Don't he ever do nothing but cry? What's the matter with a kid, anyway?
He has a fever.
So what's the matter with
him? I don't know, but I have to call the doctor. Please.
Sorry?
But...
No.
Listen to me.
I said no.
Listen, I promise I won't say anything ever about you.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I mean it. I swear.
Well, I don't know. Maybe for the kid's sake, you would keep your mouth shut.
I would. I promise you. Let me call the doctor.
Yeah, I'll answer it. Yeah.
Art, this is Sam.
Sam. Hey, what happened to you, Sam? Hello. Sam. Sam, where the devil are you?
It's in the drugstore across the street, Getty.
But who's this?
Lieutenant Wigan of Homicide.
Cops.
Now listen to me, Getty. Getty.
Yeah, I'm listening, copper.
Mercer didn't squeal on you. It wasn't his fault we've got you.
Got me? What makes you think you got me?
We've got every exit of that building covered, Getty. You can't get out.
No?
No.
But if you want me, copper, you gotta come and get me.
Now listen, Getty. We know you've got Mercer's wife and baby in there, but hurting them will only make it tougher on you. Give it up, Getty. You haven't a chance.
Haven't I? Well, you listen to me, copper. Listen hard and remember I mean every word of it. I'm coming out with Mrs. Mercer and that kid.
Getty.
And if you want him to stay healthy, there better be a car waiting for me right out in front.
Don't be a fool, Getty.
I'll give you 5 minutes to think it over, copper.
No matter what you do to Mrs. Mercer and the baby, we'll get you sooner or later, Getty.
Maybe. But I'm in no hurry, copper. No hurry at all.
Donahue. Donahue, keep those people back.
The 5 minutes are almost up, Bill.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
You think he's bluffing, Bill?
I'm afraid not, Jerry. Rollins, I'm going over to the squad car and talk to Mercer. You go telephone Getty. And tell him he wins.
Okay, copper. But there better not be no tricks about this. I'm warning you. All right, go in and get the kid, Miss Mercer. We're going riding.
No.
Get him.
I won't. I'll...
Now get him. Okay, now hold it. Listen. You're going out the front door first. Go right across the sidewalk to the blue sedan. The key's in the ignition. Leave the door on this side open and get the motor started. You understand?
Yes.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. You're going out alone. I'll bring the kid.
Jerry, it seems like there should be something Bill could do.
But what? Without putting Mrs. Mercer and her baby on the spot. Look, Bill's bringing Mercer over here.
Come on, Mercer. I want you to see this. Put your cuffs on him, Rollins.
Okay.
What'd Gaddy say?
He's coming out. But he warned us not to follow him. He said when he's out of town, in the clear, He'll let the woman and baby go.
I'll bet.
Well, we'll have to take his word for it.
Look, the front door's opening.
Helen, she's alone.
Jimmy, where's Jimmy? What?
Shut up, Mercer.
Gaddy will be carrying the baby.
There goes any chance we might have had of picking him.
Mrs. Mercer's starting the car.
And here comes your pal, Mercer.
Yeah, that's quite a picture, isn't it? A baby in his arms and a gun in his hand.
Too bad you're going to the chair, Mercer. Maybe it'd be harder on you to spend the next 50 years remembering this.
Art! Art, wait!
Shut up!
Art!
What do you want?
Make him let me go, Art!
Why are you rocking?
Please, Art! Now send me to the chair! You're dealing, Art! You can make him let me go! Give me a break, Art! Give me a chance!
Okay, Sammy, I'll give you a break. Let him go,
copper.
Let him go!
But hang on to him, Lieutenant. You can call his bluff on this one.
You hurt me, copper!
Take the cuffs off, Rollins.
Bill!
He won't sacrifice his protection to help Mercer.
I'm not taking any chances.
Lieutenant!
Take those cuffs off, Rollins.
Okay. All right, you little rat. Run!
Thanks,
Art. I'll ride in the back.
Okay, Art. Get in. I'm right behind you. Right behind you with this.
What the?
Don't turn around. Don't move. Don't even breathe or I'll blow the back of your head off.
Why,
now
you...
Now drop your gun. Slow and easy, Art. Easy. Just open your hand and let it drop. Do it!
You haven't got a gun. You couldn't have. The cops would have...
gave it to me, Art. It belongs to Lieutenant Weigand. Now drop yours. Take the baby, Helen.
Jimmy... Oh, Jimmy. Jimmy. Oh, my baby.
Okay, Lieutenant. You can come and get him. You can come get both of us.
You took a big chance giving Sam Mercer your revolver, Bill.
It was the only thing I could do, Jerry. Mercer was the only one who could get close enough to Getty to disarm him without Mrs. Mercer and the baby getting hurt.
Well, I hope Sam Mercer gets some consideration for what he did.
Oh, he will, Pam. He'll get a lot of consideration. Well, I guess I better run along.
Oh, before you go, Bill, I want to show you something.
Huh?
Isn't this a beautiful old bowl?
Old bowl?
Well, it doesn't look it, but it's an antique. A collector's item, really. And Mr. Wagner practically gave it to us for only $27.50.
Oh, say, that's wonderful. Say, you know, that reminds me. I was talking to a friend of mine in the department the other day. He's on the Bunko Squad, and he was telling me how many hundreds of thousands of dollars are spent every year on phony antiques.
Oh, I imagine it's horrible the way some people are cheated. Here, hold it a minute, Jerry.
Poor suckers.
Yeah, these racketeers make up the wildest yarns about the stuff being made by people who never existed. Now, for example, what about a pottery maker?
A pottery maker?
He was supposed to have lived in Bavaria.
Bavaria?
Let me see. Oh, what did he say his name was?
Oh, brother.
Jerry, you dropped my Cooperhammer.
Cooperhammer, that was the guy.
Well, once more, we take our leave of Mr. and Mrs. North.
Pam and Jerry are sure to have more exciting adventures next week. Listen in, won't you? There's always mystery well sprinkled with humor on Mr. and Mrs. North. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.